Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hey Oklahoma, we at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, another eventful midweek Wednesday here. We were all over the board. The April Ives finished at 57 higher at 118.95. The Junes were down 40 at 115.45. August feeder cattle down 82 at 116.47. That market, again, was all over the place. It went as high in June as 117.15 early in the trading session. And so initially, we almost went to yesterday's high, and there was quite a bit of optimism that the market would rally. But then just got the old bully beat down right throughout the day, really, to close lower. And then feeder cattle, similar action here. We're down 32 in the Aprils at 133.87. That expires tomorrow. The May's down 90 at 134.97. The August down $1.17 at 148.90. It almost seems like the market ups and down are just exactly the opposite of whatever the corn's doing that minute, because the corn sells off, feeders try to get stronger, and vice versa. But we made new lows. This is the lowest we've been in the August, going all the way back to October of last year, and nearly 20 or so, $18 off the high at this point. So big sell-off for the feeder cattle, the May feeder cattle anyway. And then box beef continues to rally. It was up another $2 to about $2.92 at midday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches. Grass Time Sale at the Ranch Yukon, April 30th.
Today's grain futures were extremely volatile, just like the cattle. Last night, the market slid and were down hard, almost the limit down in corn, 25 cents. Then this morning, they opened up down and then rallied and were higher on the day before selling off in the last 10 or so minutes of trade. But May corn ended up at 686 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter cents, and that was roughly 35 cents off today's high. December corn finished down 15 and three quarters at 546 and a half. So new crop corn has really given almost 50 cents back off of yesterday's highs. So that was a little interesting there. The beans were up 8 in May. The November new crop down 14 and a half at 13.28. And then the wheats were down anywhere from 8 to 15 cents. July, Kansas City down 14 and three quarters at 6.96 and three quarters. And then cotton was down about $1.90 in July. December down $1.13 at 86.07. Seems like cotton's kind of tagging along with the corn and bean market. And I don't feel like anything really changed in the grain market other than the fact that you got to keep having good news, to keep that market going up. And also this whole idea that when the market's at the top, that seems to be when things are riskiest, and there's definitely a lot of risk and volatility in the current environment.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.